Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The Minister of Ecological Transition, François de Rugy, announced that it is only a matter of days before the oil spilling out of the Italian ship Grande America could hit the French coast. As a consequence, the departments of Gironde and Charente-Maritime are in a state of pre-alert. The objective is to anticipate the future oil slick as best they can, and an anti-pollution boat is expected in the area before the end of the day. Pope Francis will receive Cardinal Barbarin on Monday. The Archbishop of Lyon will hand in his resignation a week after his sentencing for non-denunciation of sexual assault on minors. The case of the jogger of Bullock will be judged before the Circuit Court of Haute-Garonne. Patricia Bouchon, who went missing after going out for a jog near her home, had been found dead, strangled a few days later back in 2011. A 39-year-old man who denies being the aggressor faces up to 30 years in prison. And the court upholds Tariq Ramadan's indictment. The Paris Court of Appeals has rejected the request of the 56-year-old Swiss Islamologist, who was accused of having raped two women in 2009 and 2012. Tariq Ramadan, who was released mid-November, claims to have had consensual sexual relations. At only 16 years old, she became the main figure in the fight against global warming. The young Greta Thunberg is being considered for the Nobel Peace Prize this year. Tomorrow, at her initiative, a big school strike for the climate will take place in France and throughout the world to demand that governments take action for the planet. In soccer, four players are back in the French national team. Zouma, Courtois, Martial, and Coman were called back by the coach Didier Deschamps for the next two qualifying matches for the Euro of 2020. The kickoff will take place in Moldova on March 22nd, and they will face Iceland 3 days later at the Stade de France. And spread the word, in 50 years, the French language will be spoken by more than 500 million people, maybe 700 million, according to the projections of the annual report of the Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie, revealed by the newspaper Les Echos. The language of Molière should thus retain its status as the only global language along with English. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.